Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all that you shared with us, for all that you've given to us, especially for the celebration of Jesus' birthday. We thank you for your love and your care, and we ask you that you open up our hearts and our minds today to receive your glorious mercy in the reading of your word. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 20. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to him, the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, 'I am not the Messiah.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. John chapter 1 is a great book to read in terms of the Gospels. The Gospel of John. It's different than all the other Gospels. It's set apart. We have a term, and in the seminary I learned it, it's called synoptic gospels. Are anyone familiar with that term, the synoptic gospels? If you ever get the chance, use it in Scrabble. It's a cool little word, and everyone will think, wow, you know the word synoptic. It means that those gospels that are similar to one another. So in other words, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are considered the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are similar to one another. They have a lot of repeating stories. They even got repeating verses. Even some of the stories that they have in terms of the repeat are word for word. So we think that they borrowed from one another. Mark is considered the first of the gospels, the earliest. And so we have Matthew and Luke actually seem like they borrow a little bit from Mark, word for word. John, however, stands different, apart from the synoptics. It talks about Jesus, and it has what's called high Christology. It has a very high view of Jesus. And this first chapter shows it, the one that we just read. For it reimagines Genesis chapter 1, in a new light. Let's start off with Genesis chapter 1 just for a moment. It would only take a second. It'll take longer for me to find it. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. John chapter 1 starts, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. So John wants us to take a look at the very beginning and see that Jesus was there all along. That Jesus, this man whom came and taught us what it means to follow God, was God and is the very embodiment of God's power. And if we see Jesus in this new light that John wants us to see Christ, everything changes. Because then what we see is we see a God who just not had control his nation, had his nation in his own hands, but God wanted to change the world from the very beginning through Jesus Christ. And wanted to the world to have the opportunity to be blessed, to be loved, and to be forgiven. How many of you are familiar with Choose Your Own Adventure books? You ever have one growing up? They're kind of fun, you know. You can choose your own path. Jimmy and Sally walk through the forest and they come to a fork in the road. Do they go left or do they go right? And, you know, you get to pick which way they go. And depending on that decision, you get a new ending to the story. I'll let you pick. Do you want me to spoil for you Harry Potter? Or do you want me to spoil for you Sixth Sense? Which movie haven't you seen that you don't want me to spoil the ending for you? How many of you have seen Sixth Sense? Pretty safe. I encourage you to show your kids when they're old enough. It's a crazy one. How about Harry Potter? Maybe you've seen Harry Potter. We got less for Harry Potter. Not sure. All right, we'll go Sixth Sense. Most of you have seen Sixth Sense. So I enjoy both those movies and both those stories. I think that they're great. And when you watch them, so in college, we had access to bootleg movies. I mean, tons of bootleg movies. So I watched Sixth Sense when I was in college. It was still in the theater. I know I shouldn't have, but I did. The last 10 minutes of Sixth Sense on the bootleg copy was gone. It wasn't there. All right, for those of you who've seen Sixth Sense, you know what that means. So I watched this movie, and the last 10 minutes are gone, and I think I've watched the whole film, because what could really happen in the last 10 minutes of a movie? I think not much. So I go an entire year thinking that I've watched all of Sixth Sense, everything, and I enjoyed it. It was a good enough movie. It's about a boy who can see ghosts, and there's this guy, a psychologist, who helps him through that time of his life. And the psychologist, and the boy even helps the psychologist through a difficult time of his life. So it's a really good, feel-good movie with a couple jump scares in it. So I like it. I think it's great. So entire year, I go and I think and I see the whole movie. And then I'm going to a different college and we sit down and they show Sixth Sense on the screen. This time it's the entire movie of Sixth Sense. And I'm floored. I didn't know that the psychologist was actually dead. In the entire film, he's a ghost that the boy sees and no one else sees him. My mind's blown. Knowing this, then I go back and I see the whole film in a different light. I start to see the scenes where Bruce Willis, who plays the psychologist, is there and how nobody interacts with him. I start seeing different things. I start seeing the clues. And I'm amazed that I didn't see it in the first place. And it puts a whole new twist to that film. This is John. This is the book of John. In the beginning was the Word. He wants us then to look back to the very beginning of creation and see that Jesus was there all alone, and it changes the meaning of everything. The Bible can be summed up in one theme, although the Bible has many themes, and that one theme can be summed up with the name of Jesus, which the angel told Mary to name Jesus, Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. The Bible is a story about God being with us from the very beginning. Jesus was with us every step of the way, all through our history, from the very beginning of creation to this very point in our lives. God is with us. What does that mean? That means that God's not going to stop being with us now. If God was with us from day one to this day right now, why is God going to stop? God's not going to stop. Which means as we move on to 2019, God will continue to be with us every step of the way. That there will be unexpected things happen, that things will happen in our lives that we don't want to, that we don't expect, that will be difficult for us to handle, but God will be with us into the future. Which means this, we can handle it. With Christ, we can do it. Those things that we fear, those things that hurt us, those things that the unknowns that keep us up at night. Because the Word was made flesh, because Christ was there from the beginning, because God did not abandon us and does not plan to, we can deal with it. Nothing is too big. Everything can be handled by God in our lives and with the help of one another. We are not alone. Not only do we have Christ, but look around you. We have each other. And that is something as we look into 2019 that we can rejoice. For no path do we walk by ourselves. And we thank God for that.